15. I want to hone in our sermonic spotlight in the last two verses of that text, verse 57 and 58. Found it indicative to think of celebrating 30 years. What do you tell a preacher and the people who've had 29 years of preaching anniversary? Lord brought my attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse number 57. When you have found it, holler back at me, word. If you ain't found it, just say, hold on a minute. That's all right. If you in 2 Corinthians, go back one. If you in Isaiah, hopscotch over to the New Testament. That ain't gonna help you, thank God for the table of content. Child of God, all of us in church don't know where to find it, and that's okay. Thank God for directions. Listen to what the text is tailored to teach us. Do me a favor, too, one more time. Make sure your neighbor got a word. Ain't no fun unless your neighbor got something to read, too. Praise the Lord. Verse number 57, listen to what the text says to us. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory. Somebody holler victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Listen. The King James Version says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Do me a small favor. Slap five with your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm sticking with him. That's the wrong neighbor. Slap five with one more neighbor. Just tell him my sermon title. Say, neighbor, I'm sticking with him. And I solicit your continued prayers. I want to say a word from that thought. I'm sticking with him. My beloved brothers and sisters, I'm an avid football fan. I would not bore you to mess around and allow you to holler out your favorite team. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. In just a few minutes, there'll be an invitation to Christian discipleship. Come give your life to Christ. Whether you're a Cowboys fan, whether you're a Patriots fan, whether you're a Steelers fan, my beloved brothers and sisters, whether you like them or not, the New England Patriots are probably one of the greatest teams to ever play the game of football. The reason is not because they have the greatest quarterback. The reason is not because they have the greatest coach. But I would submit to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, one of the greatest reasons why the New England Patriots are a great football team is literally there is a mantra, there is a printout above the door that leads there into Foxborough Stadium, Foxborough training facility. It just simply says, do your job. Y'all miss me, let me come get you again. It just literally says that when they walk in there, whether you are on the offensive line, defensive line, whether you are running back, whether you are a cornerback, whether you are the quarterback, whether you are a wide receiver, whether you are the water boy, whether you are the trainer or trainees, whether you serve in the PR, it just simply says, do your job. Part of the problem that we show up in the church, my beloved brothers and sisters, is that people have assignments that come to them from God that they can never complete because they're too busy trying to do somebody else's job. Do I have a witness in here? Every now and then, somebody out there can tell somebody in the choir how they ought to sing. Child, you ought to sing it like this. Then I would just submit to you, if you can do it better, maybe God would have called you to do it. Do I have a witness in church? My beloved brothers and sisters, the Bible is full of wonderful examples of people that have stuck with God who are willing to do their job. My beloved brothers and sisters, Enoch stuck with God. Because Enoch stuck with God, the Bible says that God found favor in him. And he walked with God, never receiving death, walked with God back up to heaven. Simply because, I would submit to you, he was willing to do his job. Y'all didn't like that one? My beloved brothers and sisters, Abram did his job. But even after he had let Sarah laugh because of the idea of him having a baby, that God allows him, watch this, to let what was dead inside him come back to life. And as a result of that, there he bears Isaac, his son. Abram was willing to do his job so much so that he takes his only son, Genesis 22. Y'all don't mind if I teach for a minute? Take him up there, up on a mountain to sacrifice him, because watch this, he was never going to allow his blessing to get in the way of the blessor. Is there anybody that showed up in church that can testify that I promise you, I thank God for every blessing that he's given me, but I wouldn't trade my blessing in for the blessor. Somebody in church right now know that God has been blessing you. That's why you showed up to worship. Somebody in church right now know God kept his hand on you when you should have died in the car accident. Somebody in church right now ought to be able to testify, if you knew what I really been through, you wouldn't even sit next to me in worship, but because God kept his hand on me. Is there two or three of y'all in church that can testify God kept his hand on me? Come on, don't help me now. Help me now in this place. Wave your hand if you know God kept his hand on you. Noah did his job. They'd never seen rain, Pastor Rasco. For 130 years, he constructs an ark. Watch this, because God spoke it to him. Maybe the church would be a better place. If we would learn how, I know it ain't no problem over here, but over around yonder where I come from, maybe the church would be a better place. If we would learn how to listen to God before we ever open our mouth. Y'all, don't worry about it. I'm going to come on your street in a minute. My beloved brothers and sisters, Moses does his job. Moses with a stammering, stuttering tongue. And before somebody in church right now thinks that I'm making it up or making fun of people that stuttered, the only reason I'm able to stand up here today, even after I had my own stuttering problem, simply because, watch this, when God put a word in your heart, he'll make a word come out of your voice. Is there anybody in church know that God is still speaking? That God is still working? That God is still moving? And my beloved brothers and sisters, if we track through the cadre of time to find every wonderful example of people that did their job, can I submit to you before I go to Paul that Jesus did his job? Y'all Baptists, ain't you? Jesus did his job, didn't he? One Friday, they had to march him up a Via Dolorosa, put nails in his wrist, put a spike in his feet, a crown on his head, pierced him in the side, blood came streaming down. He died. Didn't he die? Put him in a borrowed tomb. But anybody in church know that whatever you borrow, you're going to have to give it back. God, I wish I had somebody in church that would catch me real quick, because somebody in this place called sanctuary, you let the enemy steal and hold on to what didn't belong to the enemy in the first place. And somebody in church ought to open up your mouth and tell the enemy, give me back my joy. Give me back my peace. Give me back my hope. Give me back my happiness. Because here's what I've discovered, that sticking with God pays off. I ain't gonna leave him dead. Right early Sunday morning, got up with all power in his hand. My beloved brothers and sisters, the reason I'm going to stick with him, because I ain't found no better option. Anybody know? Maybe y'all don't like that one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. He knows all about my beloved brothers and sisters. Paul, Pastor Paul, my brothers and my sisters, doesn't start off as the preacher. He starts off as a killer. Can I teach this word now? I'm headed to the text. In Acts chapter 9, my brothers and my sisters, Paul, whose name was Saul before he had to go to the DMV to get a name change. Saul messed around and showed up at the church and punked out the preacher and told the preacher, and it's in Acts chapter 9, give me the names of the people of the way. And when Saul was on his way, watches to breathe murderous threats and persecution against the church, watch, God stops by and changes his situation. Is there anybody that showed up in church right now that can testify? Listen, I may not have been a killer, but I sure was a sinner. And I got some sin stains that are on my life, but the only reason why I ain't lost my mind or jumped off the twin bridges is because God kept his hand on me. Is there anybody that showed up in church that know God kept his hand on you? Lean over on your neighbor and say, neighbor, did he keep his hand on you? My brothers and my sisters, Pastor Paul, as he pens this letter to the church at Corinth, 53 A.D., preach Bradley, I am now. 53 A.D., Paul pens this letter on his second missionary journey. While on his second missionary journey, he writes this letter to the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth is satiated with everything. Everything that you could imagine happened in Corinth. Child of God, just read between the lines. Everything that you could imagine just didn't happen in the city, but there was some struggle in the church. Pastor Paul writes this letter to the church at Corinth, and let me go on to the text for fear I didn't bore y'all too long. Look at verse number 57. Y'all ain't closed your Bibles yet, have you? No. Watch what Paul says. Paul says, after he warns them and reminds them and encourages them, here's the shout, but thanks be to God. He gives us victory. Okay, y'all miss me. Let me come back and get you real quick. Child of God, it says, but thanks be to God. Can I tell you why I'm sticking with God? Not only have I not found anybody else better, but I found somebody in him that would love me past my mistake. Is there anybody that showed up in church that know God has loved you past your past? Come on, don't be bad and bougie in worship. Is there anybody in here, 9 of y'all, and I'll make number 10, that can testify God had to love me past my past. You know what happens in church? We get mixed up in church from time to time because we get saved and then we get spiritual amnesia. We start forgetting what the Lord had to do for you. We start forgetting that it was the Lord that woke you up this morning. We start forgetting it was the Lord that kept food on your table. We get to church and we start forgetting that, child, you live in that house with that 550 credit score wasn't because you had good credit. It's because the Lord showed up for you. Am I right about it? Anybody in here know it was nobody but God? Nobody but God that kept me. Nobody but God that held me. Nobody but God that rearranged my story. Nobody but God. Child of God, and because it was nobody but him, can I submit to you, I'm sticking with him. Pastor Rasco, let me submit to you that whatever you do, following all of this wonderful service, following all that wonderful food that they done prepared. Some of y'all smelling now hungry. stick with him. To the single mama that wondered whether or not she can make it after she leaves the sanctuary to go back to the drama she got to deal with at home. Single mama, stick with him. To the brother that's been locked up and now people don't want to seem to give you another chance because all they see is your past. Stick with him. To the grandmama and granddaddy that's got to raise them kids all over again that you thought you was in retirement and you wondered when the situation was going to turn around. I don't know when the situation is going to turn around, but stick with him. Will you do me one small favor and just tell your neighbor, stick with him. For the person that's felt like that they can't make it after the divorce, after the death of a loved one, I got one word for you. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will. I said, God will. I said, God will take care of you. Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemy your footstool? Won't he give you joy in sorrow? Won't he be hope for tomorrow? Have I got a witness? Watch what Paul says. Whatever you do, here's what you better remember. But thanks be unto God who gives us, child of God, y'all ready? Victory. I wish I was in the old school church. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is, I told Satan, get on away from me. Because victory today is mine. Look at the text. Come on, don't miss it. Paul says, whatever you do, but thanks be to God. Child of God, it's a scary thing in the church that we can show up to church without a thank you. Let me say it to this side, they sleep. Child of God, it's a scary thing when you can show up to church and not have a thank you. They sleep. Is there anybody on this side that understand what I'm talking about? It's a scary thing to show up to church and still not have a thank you. Can I try y'all the last one I got? Child of God, it's a scary thing in the church when you can show up to the Lord's house on the Lord's day and not have a thank. Oh, can I try y'all? Is there anybody in the choir that can testify if nobody else praise him? I still holler for him because the Lord has been good to me. Is there anybody in church right now that know the Lord been good to you? Somebody shout, yes, he has. He been good to me. Anybody know he brought you a mighty long way? Let the redeemed of the Lord say something in church. If you've been redeemed, holler. If he's made a way, hop. If he's opened a door, hop. If he's closed doors, hop. If he kept food on your table, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, sense in your mind, then holla, holla. I ain't got to the good part. Wait a minute. But thanks be to God. Y'all want to know the reason why your pastor made it 30 years? Because he still got a praise. You want to know the reason why you made it out of 18 into 19? Because you still got a praise. You want to know how you made it out of a crazy January and a fickle February, jumped into the madness of March? You need a praise still. The Bible says, but thanks be to God who gives us what? Who gives me what? Child, that's the reason why you should never walk with your head down. That's the reason why you should never walk around like life will never get any better. Because the same God that gave victory in Corinth
is the same God that gives victory right now. Will you grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I still believe in victory. But watch where victory comes from. You ready for this one? You don't buy it at the Eastland Mall. You can't get it at Target. Can't get it at Banana Republic, TJ Maxx, Burlington Coat Factory. Victory don't come off of Amazon Prime. Victory comes, you ain't closed your Bible, have you? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me back the bus up real quick. Beep, 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 beep. Can I put it in drive one more time? My victory doesn't come from the mall, but my victory does not come from my neighbor. My victory comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Child of God, that should have made one of y'all run around the church right there, because you don't even have to worry about trying to make folk on Facebook like you. Child, if they don't like you, don't worry about it, because I needed the manure to help me grow. Gotta go. Thanks be unto God. Gives us victory through Jesus Christ. Child of God, then Paul helps us. Here's the charge. Church, this is, I brought you all this way to give you this charge. Y'all ready? Can I give it to you, King James Version? My dear brothers and sisters, be steadfast, unmovable, always, I'm about to mess some of y'all up in church, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor ain't in vain. Y'all missed a good place to have church, but let's have it anyway. Look what the text says. It says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that whatever you're doing ain't in vain. Pastor Roscoe, be steadfast, unmovable. Nazarene, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that whatever you're doing ain't in vain. Can I tell you three things about people that are going to be willing to stick with him? And child of God, if you're going to make it the rest of this year, Pastor Rasko, if you're going to make it another year, we're going to have to stick with him. Can I tell you three things, though? And I promise I'm in my seat. And I'll see y'all later. Number one, if you're going to stick with him, you are a person, ready for this one? Number one, that is committed to their convictions of the Father. Number one, wake up, write that one down. Got two more. Number one, a person that's sticking with him is one who is committed to his or her convictions of the Father. Can I tell you where church folk get in trouble? Because most of us want a drive-through faith. Like when you go up to McDonald's, you go up to the drive-through window, but before you get there, you look at the menu, you see what you want. Person come on the other side, said, can I take your order? Give me a number one with you. There you are, pull up to the drive-thru window, pay your fare, get your food, test your fries to make sure they're hot. And pull off, watch this, to continue about your daily routine. Some of us show up to church with drive-thru faith. just want to show up when we feel like it. Order whatever we feel like should be on the menu. Ask God to make a way out of no way. Ask God to perform an ex miro mutu, which literally means God makes something out of nothing. Then we want to go back out, keep on doing what we've been doing. Then you wonder why you still crying in 2019 over 2014 problems. You wondering why you still crying over the same spilled milk that God already brought you out of. Child of God, watch this. When you sticking with him, you have to have a committed conviction of the Father. I knew y'all wasn't going to shout. Can I go back to the Bible? Watch what it says in the NIV. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, here it is, stand firm. Child of God, if you're going to stand firm, what am I standing firm on but my conviction of the Lord Jesus Christ? Anybody know him? Anybody ever had to try him? Ain't the Lord all right? Child of God, anybody sticking with him? Number one is a person who is willing to stand on his or her convictions of the Father. Sociology professor Anthony Campello tells the story that when he was a young junior Christian youth counselor, that one summer there was a boy that was there frequenting there the summer camp. That boy had what they call spastic paralysis, that unbeknownst to that little boy, that every now and then, the little boy would just seize up. Little boy wouldn't be able to move his legs. The other boys in the camp would make fun of the little boy, mocking him, laughing at him. Look at him. Can't walk right. Look at him. Silly. Look at him. Can't do. That little boy was there at the camp the whole summer. The last night of the camp, each of the camp cabins would have the responsibility of leading the devotional prayer. On the last night of the camp, the other cohorts in the little boy who had spastic paralysis thought it'd be funny if they would volunteer the little boy with spastic paralysis. When it came time for them to do the devotion, the camp counselor said, who will be the one? They said, him over there. People began to laugh. The boys began to snicker because that little boy was sitting over on the sidelines. But when the camp counselor said, son, they want you to pray, but don't worry about it. I know you can't get up. The little boy said, no. Little boy mustered up all the strength he had in his body, began to put some strength up under his legs and began to move up to the front for them to have devotion. The little boy got up there. Man said, sir, you want me to help? He said, no, I got it. They were laughing at him, but he kept on moving. They were talking about him, but he kept on moving. They were scandalizing his name, but he kept on. Kept on moving. Got up there, gave the boy the mic. That was the worst mistake they did. That little boy took that microphone, and I know he didn't have much strength in his legs, but he had Jesus in his heart. The little boy said, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little boy said, daddy, you know my situation, but I thank you anyway, and I love you anyway. Anthony Campello literally said that the boys that were once laughing, now they gave their life to Christ. Because when you have a conviction about the Father, it doesn't matter where you gotta walk from. If I gotta hop, I'm getting to Jesus. If I gotta skip, then I'm skipping to Jesus. If I gotta step, then I'm stepping to Jesus. If I gotta crawl, then I'm crawling to Jesus. Will you grab your neighbor by the hand and shake that neighbor's hand like you've been boned again and say, neighbor, I'm sticking with Jesus. Child of God, when you sticking with him, I'm sticking because I have conviction that I serve a God who's able. I said he's able. Now under him, let me talk to y'all. They ain't feeling it. Now under him. Now unto him who's able to rock me to sleep at night. Now unto him who's able to wake me up in the morning. Now unto him who's able to help my family. Now unto him who is able. Number two, can I tell you a second one? People that are sticking with God. Number two, you ready for this one? It ain't real, real deep, but it's real true. You ready for this one? Number two is one who will keep on working until the assignment is complete. You didn't shout. Look, you in the Bible? It says, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always. Child, I knew some of y'all wasn't going to get that. Because watch this. Let them hurt your feelings. Let somebody else sing your song. Let somebody else take your seat. My mama sat in that seat. Let somebody else take your parking spot. Let somebody not recognize you as the big contributor. Then you hollering about, I'm taking my ball and going home. Child of God, the Bible says, let nothing move you. Here it is. Always give yourselves, here's the key word, fully. Oh, I got to go. Listen. Always give yourselves fully to the work, here's where I'm going to lose some, of the law. Child of God, can I tell you what gets church folk in trouble? I know it don't help. I know it don't happen here. But child of God, can I tell you what gets church folk in trouble? What gets church people in trouble is we willing to work as long as we can be seen. Long as the pastor see me. Long as the first lady see me. Long as the deacon see me. Because we have reduced our faith to being seen. But real faith, ready for this one, has soil on it. Child, real faith is not about you being seen. But when you laboring, real faith has soil on it. Can I help you? My nanny who rests in the long sleep. The old church would say she rests in Abraham's bosom. My nanny had a garden. And in order for my nanny to grow the garden, she had to till the ground. Then she had to drop some seed. But in order for the seed to grow, she had to put some soil, some dirt over top of it. Child of God, in order for the seed to grow, she had to put some dirt over top of it. Then she'd water it and she'd leave it. But for the seed to get what's in it out of it, the seed has to die, grow down in the soil before it can grow up for somebody else to see. I knew y'all wasn't gonna shout right there, but can I come get you in church real quick? Child of God, what happens is that a lot of times we come to church and we ask God to clean us up, but we don't want no dirt on us. Child, every now and then you got to have some dirt on you. You've got to have somebody that hurt you. You got to know that trust in God. Child of God, sometimes you're going to have to grow when people putting more dirt on you. But here's what I discovered. The more dirt they throwing, the bigger I get. Oh, God. The more dirt they throw, the bigger I get. I'm done. Bless y'all. May heaven smile on you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance and give you peace. Can I tell you one more? I promise you now, I'm in my seat. Child of God, number three, people who are sticking with him. You ready for this one? Understand that laboring